Hi, my name is John McClellan. I'm a partner evangelist with Microsoft's Developer and Platform Evangelism team. I'm based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I'm joined here today with Chris Rolone out of Neudesic Corporation. Chris, why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself, what you do for Neudesic, what your role is?
Sure. I'm an architectural consultant for them. I've been with them from the beginning. Just a bit of information is I happen to be employee number one, so when I say I've been with them from the beginning, I really have been.
Yeah.
So I've seen the company grow quite a bit.
How old is the company? How long is the company?
Company is about 7.5 years old.
7.5 years old, and how many employees are in the company today?
Today we have over 300.
So over 300, you're employee number one.
Employee number one, yeah.
That's
and we focus on nothing
nice
but
distinction.
.NET technologies.
I'm sorry?
We do nothing but .NET technologies. That's all we focus on.
Well, we certainly like to hear that. So, Chris, why don't you tell me, what's your specific specialty at Neudesic? You said you're an architect with them. You focus on what technologies? Are you more leading edge?
More leading edge than anything else. Nowadays, more than anything, I've been focusing on Microsoft Azure.
Microsoft Azure, so is that your passion? I guess it's safe to say.
That's my latest passion. I have many. I also I do a lot of speaking, and lately it's been a lot on Azure. Before it was a lot on application security and Windows Communication Foundation.
So Chris, you mentioned to me earlier today that one of your exciting new projects that you're working on is with a customer called Quirk. Could you tell us a little bit about the project you're working on? So first of all, I think it's probably useful for our folks to understand kind of what's the history of that project and where you are at today in terms of what you're trying to do to improve their product offering to meet their customers' needs.
Sure. The name of the company is Quark. They're famous for another product called Quark Express. Well, in this particular case, they have another product called Quark Promote, and it's a product that is used for new companies that are trying to develop their own collateral, things like they might have brochures, they might have newsletters, they might have envelopes, they might have a letterhead. All of these things are things that are necessary for any new company. And one of the things that their application allows you to do is over the web, you can choose different templates that you would want on your letterhead and other collateral that you're trying to create. They also give you the ability to come up with custom templates that you create, and you can just create all of your collateral from those custom templates. There are actually two parts to the application. One is the web-based application that allows you to do the initial selection of templates and things, and then the WPF application that gets downloaded to your local machine, and there you can store your templates on your local machine. That was the way the application worked originally.
That was the first generation of the application.
That's
so
first generation.
WPF solution on a local machine to access, I guess, the templates and the I guess the output of the application that you had created.
Yes, and they were storing, all of the templates were being stored in SQL Server, and any custom templates that you created were being stored on the file system. Well, our goal was to take this application and to migrate it over to Azure because it would solve a number of problems. An example being, if you created a set of custom templates, you would only be able to access them from the machine in which you created those templates. If we migrated it to Azure, which is what we ended up doing, you could access those templates from anywhere in the world.
So if I were to rebuild my machine or retire my machine, it would be a little bit of an effort if I didn't back it up, obviously, or for some reason the drive would crash. I would obviously be at a higher risk of losing the investment I made in those templates.
That's correct. Not to mention the fact that if you went to another machine, you wouldn't have access to those templates
exactly.
Either.
Very good. So the latest solution that you've built, you've taken the next generation of this application for Quark, and it's leveraging Azure on the back end today?
It's using Azure on the back end. We're using Azure storage for custom templates, and then we're using SQL Azure for all of the initial templates that are created. The initial templates that are downloaded from Quark's systems. We're storing those out in SQL Azure.
Okay, and what's stored on the table system within Windows Azure?
We're using blob storage.
Blob storage, okay.
What we're storing out there are the custom templates that are created by the user that were formerly stored on their local machine.
And so What motivated this change on behalf of your customer? What was the business need or the business problem? Obviously, we talked about a couple of the problems that they saw inherently. There are customers that were asking specifically for additional, I guess, flexibility. I guess that's one of the reasons that motivated this change, additional flexibility and access to their templates. It's the customer base, I presume, growing for them, obviously, and they want to make sure that they have high reliability, scalability to grow their solution online.
They wanted to take advantage of all of those things. They were concerned a little bit about the scalability problem, and Azure was just a perfect solution for them because we could deploy this out to the web on Azure and scale it up to virtually any size that we wanted to. And SQL was just a perfect solution for them as well to be able to store these other things that needed to be stored out there. And the sizes of the SQL databases that are created were a perfect fit for them because most of their customers are going to be relatively small. So the 1 gigabyte or 10 gigabyte size is something that they can very easily live with. And they can create these databases for each of their customers if they'd want.
And if I wanted to see an example of this solution, the customer's website is?
You can go to quark.com, and from there you should be able to access the product. It's actually called Quark Promote.
Quark Promote, and it's at quark.com.
Yes.
Very good. Is there anything else that you can share with us in terms of some of the work that you've been doing recently for Noondesic in terms of Windows Azure? Where are you at today in terms of your... I know that Noondesic's made a huge investment in Azure readiness. You've got probably about 70 consultants today that are Azure ready.
Yeah, one of the things, as one of the architectural consultants of the company that I have responsibility for, as do others in my position, is to train as many of our developers as possible in the Azure space. We also do a lot of speaking. As an example, I am responsible for the Azure user groups both in New York and the Pennsylvania area. But I've been invited to speak at other groups as well. Just a couple of weeks ago, I spoke up in Stamford, Connecticut at the code camp there. So I spend a lot of time traveling around speaking about Azure, and it's one of my favorite things to do. I just find it fascinating. I'm a technology junkie, so.
Noondesic's sponsored Azure user groups throughout the country, as I understand.
Yes, correct? We have founded user groups in a variety of states.
Very good. And so Noondesic is a national partner, correct?
We're a national systems integrator.
National systems integrator. And you've been with the company, as you said, as employee number one. Noondesic's been as a managed partner, been a partner for a long time with Microsoft. What do you see as a value to you as a technologist in being a partner with Microsoft?
Probably the biggest value is the access to the technology. As I think that Noondesic is made up, certainly people at my level are all technology junkies, as I described myself. And we're just a bunch of type A personalities. We live on the edge, if you will. We love working with new technologies. And it's something that is a passion to us. It's not something that you have to ask us to do. Most of us are up late at night working out little problems or trying something new. And it's not unusual to be sitting at my PC at 2 o'clock in the morning and someone will actually ping me, which you don't find very often.
But you're, as a partner, the accessibility to the technology, the early access to... some of the product teams.
Access to the product teams is probably the single most important thing, but early access to the products is the thing that we take the most advantage of, because we are early adopters, and one of the things that we try to do is we try and get, if we really believe in a technology, and Azure is something that we believe very strongly in, we try to get in as early as possible, learn as much about it, get out there, speak about it, try and find customers that are willing to invest in the technology as well, and we would help them along with that. And that's one of the things that we've been able to do with Quark as an example. They came to us because we were very early adopters of the technology, and we had a lot of people that had expertise in the technology. And there are other customers that are coming up as well. I know that there's a lot of interest being stirred up on the East Coast. as well.
What advice do you have for others contemplating becoming a Microsoft partner or are new to the Microsoft Partner Program? What advice would you have for them?
Take advantage of everything that there is to offer for Microsoft, because Microsoft makes people like yourself available to the partners, as an example, and that's something that's extremely important, the contacts that you make from within. They will help you in every way that they can.
Very good. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you joining me here today, and wish you the best of luck on continuing your development efforts on the Quark Pro application, and have to go out there and check it out. So that's a Quark Promote. Quark Promote. And that's at quark.com.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, John.